event. We're in the process of trying to understand what's going on. All of us here in Chutz Laaretz heard kind of, I guess, bits and pieces over the course of Shabbos and Sunday, Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. And last night when we logged on or checked whatever news outlets we normally checked, we found that, unfortunately, the stories, as horrible as they were much worse than perhaps we originally thought. And we're just amazed because it's an unprecedented, as I said, it's an unprecedented event, certainly in your lifetime, even the lifetime of most of the Rebbeim, certainly the active lifetime. I remember, I'm a little older, I remember the Yom Kippur War, which by quote-unquote coincidence on the secular calendar is exactly 50 years before this attack the other day, 50 years and one day before. I remember, and that's what gave me the chills on Shmini Atzeres when someone came into my shul and told me that they'd heard something, an attack in Eretz Yisrael, and it's bad. It's not just a rocket attack. Again, nobody knew exactly, but somebody had heard from one of the security guards there was some sort of attack. The details were sketchy. And it reminded me of 50 years ago when I was 13 years old or so, 14 years old, right? It was after Bar Mitzvah. The Yom Kippur War, when we heard during the break, I don't know how many of even the Rebbeim remember. You can ask your grandparents. Probably some of your fathers don't remember it either. Your mothers don't remember it either, too young. But the grandparents may remember. I remember hearing during the break on Yom Kippur between Mincha, between the Musaf and Mincha, again, people had gone home to take a break. They were sitting in shul, whatever it was, saying tillim. And again, people came in with bits of information. Nobody knew what was going on, but it was the same type of surprise attack, many different in many ways. That was a military campaign. This was a campaign against civilians and so on. And all of us are just devastated and shocked, as we should be, by this horrible news, by what we heard, again, a little bit over Yontif, and certainly we heard after Yontif last night. We're sitting here thousands of miles away. So our lives, Baruch Hashem, right now are not, as far as we know, in any immediate danger at the moment. But many of us have family members. We have perhaps some of our brothers and sisters are living in Eretz Yisrael. I have a sister who lives in Eretz Yisrael. Her children are in the army. Actually, her youngest son, children are already older, but her youngest son is still in the army, and he's been involved from the very beginning. He's not permitted to, where he is and what's going on. But he's been involved since the beginning. And two of her other children, she has altogether six boys and a girl, two of her other boys were called up from reserve. As many, many hundreds of thousands of reserve soldiers were called up, including my two other nephews. One of them has a little baby, so he left his wife and his baby to go to her mother's house, to her parents' house. Well, he went up to where he was assigned to go in the army and so on. So all of us have relatives and friends and so on in Eretz Yisrael, and it's very, very nerve-wracking. And we feel we want to do something. Anybody who's normal feels like they want to do something, but we try to figure out what are we supposed to do? What is it we can do? I mean, we can't fight in Eretz Yisrael. There are all kinds of programs that people who are not, I saw this morning, all kinds of people who are helping in whatever way they can. We're not on the battlefield. We're not out, fighting the enemy, but they're preparing food and sandwiches and clothes and all kinds of things that people need. We here sitting thousands of miles away in the New York metropolitan area where we live, again, we have to wonder what to do. We want to help. We want to be part of it. So we have to figure out what is it that we can do. First of all, I would tell you that if you have friends, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, friends of the family in Eretz Yisrael now, give them a call. Shoot them an email, but better than an email is give them a call. Tell them you care. Tell them you're concerned for them. People want chizuk. People want encouragement. People want to know. And I know this again from personal experience. I've seen already, perhaps some of you have seen also online, all kinds of things, how much the people in Eretz Yisrael are excited inspired by the fact that we here in Chutz Laaretz, so far away, care about them. So I tell you that if you have relatives, friends, whatever it is in Eretz Yisrael, call them, tell them you're thinking of them, you wish there was more you could do, show that you care about them. Also, I would say, we're just coming out of the Yom HaNoraim, obviously, and I'm sure many of us made, while we were davening, the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and so on, we made certain mental commitments, perhaps even verbal commitment to try and improve in certain areas, maybe improve our davening, improve our learning, improve our chesed, improve our tzedakah. We thought about those things. Now would be a good time to actualize, not only because we just came through the Yom Noraim, but again, with this Eis Tzar El Yaakov, this time of great need, again, unprecedented in your lifetime, and again, even in my lifetime, including the Yom Kippur War, the scale and the style of this attack is unprecedented. And therefore, this is a time, if you made any commitments to do certain things while you were davening on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and Aseres Mitzvah and so on, now would be a good time to think about intensifying. We come back to Yeshiva tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Learn with a little more intensity. Daven with more kavana. These are things that you can do that we hope will help HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide to end this war favorably and victoriously for our people. But of course, one thing we can certainly do is daven and tefillah. In this week's Sedra of Parshas Bereishis, the Torah tells us that originally there was HaKadosh Baruch Hu hadn't yet provided certain moisture in the earth. Because Adam Ayin Lavodas Adam was no people yet. There were no human beings to work the land. And Chazal explained that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted there to be a person who would daven, who would express prayer for rain. Adam Arishon was the first person to daven. He asked for rain because he knew and understood somehow. He figured out that that's what's going to help the crops grow and so on and so forth. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quote unquote, wanted. We don't speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanting something, but putting it in human language, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Adam Arishon to daven. And we find other sources in the Gemara. Now is not the time for a lengthy drusha. We find other times in the Gemara that tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted people to daven. He wanted our avos to daven, our imos to daven. And somehow HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us that we should communicate with him. That's one something he quote-unquote desires. Again, we have to use that word carefully when speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created people with the ability to talk. That's also a pasuk in this coming week's Sedra. It says, Vayhi Adam l'nefesh chaya, man was created to be a living creature. So Rashi and the Mefarshim, what do you mean? Other living creatures. Man's not the only living creature. Animals are also alive. Birds and fish are also alive. Why is man called a nefesh chaya and so on? So the Targum Unklus translate that as ruach memalo, a spirit that can speak. Only man has the communicative skill. Some animals can communicate, but not with the sophistication that man can. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man with this unique ability to speak. And one of the ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to use our power of speech is to connect with him, is to speak and to call out to him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires that. He wanted Adam Rishon to daven to him. He wanted our avos to daven to him. Later in the Chumash, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael because of the Chet HaEgel, he hinted to Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to avert this disaster? You want to avert this punishment? Daven, do something. You have to daven. You have to pray on behalf of the people and so on. Moshe understood that. And many, many other examples throughout Tanakh and throughout the Gemaras and Midrashim and so on. So this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us. It behooves us at this time, when this great calamity, this unspeakable tragedy, this horrific attack has affected Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael meaning the people in Eretz Yisrael, but us by extension. We have to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. I would like to make a simple suggestion in just a few moments. Rabbi Schenker Shalito will lead us in a couple of several paragraphs of Tehillim as we daven for people. But I would like to make a suggestion, and I'm suggesting it to everyone who I speak to. I actually suggested this to the members of my own shul here in Teaneck. I have a small shul. I sent this out yesterday. You know, there are a number of places in davening. In our regular davening, I'm talking about extra davening. I'm talking about tillim. Tillim and extra davening is important. But in our regular daily davening, we're davening anyway. So we should look for phrases in our davening that fit the occasion and say them with greater intensity and greater kavana. Yesterday on Simchas Torah, there's a nigun that I think just about every shul I've ever been in history, you know, in recent history, obviously, sings this nigun. Hoshia es amecho, varech es nachol. And every shul in the world sings that niggun on Simchas Torah. It's a famous Simchas Torah niggun. It was actually composed by Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Twersky, Zalav Racha, Rabbi Avraham Yishuv Twersky, famous psychiatrist and so on. I knew very well. He actually davened in my shul in Teaneck. And I remember one Simchas Torah. He was not usually in my shul for Yontif. He went to Eretz Yisrael, always he went to one particular year. He was by us for Sukkot, and he was by us for Simchas Torah. And at that time, I happened to know it wasn't so well known that he composed that niggun, but I knew that he composed that niggun. And when we gave him one of the hakofas, we started that niggun. It was very, very exciting and very lebedic. But think of what the words mean. Hoshia Es Amecha, three simple words, save your nation, save your people. That's what we're daven for. So I encourage people, when we sing that song in Hakofis, Hoshiyas Amecha, we should sing, Reim v'naseim Aron, lift them up, lift up your people forever. Beautiful words. But Rabbi, the words from Tehillim, but Rabbosai, those words appear in the daily davening. It's not only in Hakofis, it's not only in Simchas Torah Nigin. We don't sing it every day, but we say it. We turn it to davening every day. Hoshia Samecha, Baruch Nacho Secha, towards the beginning of Psukei Dezimra. And there are many other such psukim. Hashem Hoshia, Melech Aneinu V'Yom Kareinu. We sang in Simchas Torah, Aneinu V'Yom Kareinu, many times. That's on Pasuk. Hashem Hoshia, Melech Ya'aneinu V'Yom Kareinu. And if you look, each one of you can look in your sitter. I recommend to daven with an English sitter, either interlinear or with English on the side, whatever you have. Daven with an English sitter, at least now, for the next little while, daven with an English sitter. Look for phrases in your sitter which are apt, which are suitable for the moment, such as Hoshia Samecha, Yes, Baruch Hu, to save our nation, Hashem Hoshia, Hashem save us, and so on. And of course, when we say Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, right? One of the great tragedies, unspeakable tragedies right now, is that there are X number, we don't know exactly, X number of Jews who are in captivity, who are being held hostage and being tortured, and their bodies paraded around. Some of you saw the videos as well as I did, and have seen the news as much as I have. But the people who are in captivity, whose families are filled with anxiety, tension, and nervousness, understandably, it's hard to even imagine what that feels like for people. And actually, there are a number of people that I know personally who are missing relatives and so on, who they think now may have been kidnapped and taken hostage. So when we say Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, which we say on Mondays and Thursdays, maybe we should say it. Maybe we should, when we say Tehillim at the end of davening tomorrow, and even days when we're not laning, we should say Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael also. But look for these phrases in your davening, in the Psukei Dezimra, and with other parts of davening, the Shemoneh Esrei, things that you think makes sense in the Bracha of Rifa'enu. I did it this morning. In the Bracha of Rifa'enu, when we ask for Rifu'ah Shlema, have in mind the soldiers and the civilians who are injured. There are many people injured, many very seriously. These are things we can do. Okay, it's true we're not on the battlefield, but we can support the people. Like I said before, reach out to people in Eretz Yisrael that you know and you're friends with and so on, or your family, and tell them you care. Intensify or commit to fulfill some of the commitments that you made on Yom Noroim to enhance your learning in a better way, and Tzok in a better way, and Ches in a better way, being a better person, and Daven. Daven with greater Kavana, and look for things in Davening that have meaning to you, that fit the occasion, and say it with Kavana and with intensity. We hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond. We said many times in the Slichas, and many times in Yom Kippur, right after we opened the Orem for Shema Kolein, and we said a phrase which is paraphrasing a pasuk in Tehillim, we say, Hareinu Os L'Tova, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, show us a positive sign, Hareinu Os L'Tova, V'yiru Son'enu V'yevoshu, and our enemies will see and they'll be humiliated, Ki Ato Hashem Azartano V'nichamtano, because you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are providing help and are consoling us. And that's what we ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring about a Yeshua, to bring about a triumph and a salvation for us, and to heal those who are sick, and to comfort those who need comforting. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should respond to tefillas, Hashem Hoshia, HaMelech Ya'aneinu V'Yom Kareinu. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer us and save us at the time we call out to Him.